Hello everyone, and welcome to a very special edition of the Jagscast. Today, Manly J Panda caught up with Partick Thistle manager Jackie McNamara. They discussed last week's game in Kuta, the psychological problems of the team, Jackie's thoughts on league reconstruction, Twitter, and Manly J Panda manages to stump Jackie with a belter of a question. Enjoy.
Last time I spoke to you, you were full of optimism. I'm sure you still are.
Yeah.
You didn't, at that point, want to state where you saw Thistle ending up at the end of this year.
Mm-hmm.
Where do you see it now?
I still see us, you know, a maintained bit of progression. You know, naturally coming in here, I knew there was a lot of things to be done in mentality and stuff that from a lot of young players in. And then, you know, takes a bit of time to get the habits in them. Mentalities, for me, that's a big thing at the club just now. How they deal with things. And you can see 1 week, you know, you can go and take four off Ayer or take five off Morton. The next week, it's trying to get that balance right. Every game is equally important. So I think we have been very inconsistent, is what I'd like to be. The performances have not been too bad. Away from home, we've not done things properly. We've been punished for that, but I'm still optimistic we can do well. We just need to go on a wee run, a wee bit of confidence, hopefully starting tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we'll get a bit of confidence going about the team, because I thought last week it was very very nervous. We don't cope well with being heavily favourites in the game so mm-hmm. far this season. It's something we need to put right into them. You know, I know they're young lads, a lot of them, but you know, the pressure of winning games of football is, you have to deal with it. Last week I just felt, you know, once we made one mistake, it showed right through the team, and it was quite worrying how much we fell apart, especially in the first half.
The thing about the Kuter game, I wasn't there. The rest of the Jagscasters all were.
Mm-hmm.
So I didn't make the long journey up. But what struck me from the highlights, after I'd read all the, sometimes a lot of crazy stuff mm-hmm. talked, I don't know, I know some of the team used the social media, and I think a lot of them got abuse,
mm-hmm.
Some of which is uncalled for because they're young men trying to earn money,
mm-hmm.
Yeah. People need to, but from watching the highlights, I know highlights don't tell the story of the game, but that easily could have ended up 5-1,
mm-hmm.
or indeed, if Balotelli doesn't fall down, it's 5-0.
Yeah, you know, that's what football's about. You know, if, you know, when you're playing these games, as I said to the boys before it, when you're playing these games, you're hiding to nothing. You know, if it's not 5-0,
mm-hmm.
people have crazy results and coupons, and
yeah.
So you've got to be professional. You've got to make sure you do your jobs properly, and we didn't, and you know, we get punished for that, and we actually could have lost the game because.
Yeah.
We get caught up because of the same token. It's not anything that they've done in the game to create anything. You know, you see young Conrad slipped. Archie played my most experienced player played one near the end of the game, and they put the lad through, and we could have been out of the cup. You know, and I could have been fine for my job at that point.
Yeah.
It's a very thin line between, you know, doing things properly and just getting caught up and nervous and frantic. And, you know, that mistake for Conrad sent, which, again, I said to the lads at half time, about being professional, and they have to listen to myself and Simon are saying to them, because if I've got the experience of playing these games, and you start trying to do other people's job, running with the ball, taking touches, and the more things they do that, make mistakes, and then you see them all, you know, if the fans go on them or something happens in the game, it becomes a domino effect right through the team.
Mm-hmm.
You know, even the experienced ones you've seen can make mistakes because you start trying to do things in the game that they don't need to do. You know, the position is like Conor's defender. I told him first and foremost, you defender, do your job. You know, like teach it a normal game, because sometimes these games they're harder to play in,
mm-hmm.
because these guys are, you know, their game plan, they set up already behind the ball, and they're shouting diagonals, they're waiting for mistakes, they're chasing everything,
mm-hmm.
they want to keep the score down. And the fact they got a goal against us gave them a almighty lift, and we didn't handle it. Second half, you know, after we got into half time. You know, I had a good word with them at half time about being brave and taking the ball, because they have to be. You know, I don't want anybody hiding for that. That's what really infuriates me as a manager, when things don't go right, is I don't worry about boys make mistakes in the game, you know, as long as it's positive. But I don't like is people not taking the ball and taking responsibility. I know that they're young, but if, you know, growing up, that's when you get the ball. If someone's giving me a stick, I'm going to show you the sideline. I'm going to show you how good I am. I'm going to do something here, not, you know, just leave it for somebody else in the team to do. In regards to Conrad, yes, you know, I mean, he's made a mistake in the league, but the kid has been excellent the last few games. He's been solid. And he's got that in his game at the moment. It was, you know, there's a lot of that reminded me a bit of the Berwick game. Yeah. Just one kick up the park and suddenly, you know, Pates was sent off, Conrad was sent off, you know, chanting, letting the ball bounce, and he's wrong side on me, apparently.
Yeah.
We're down to nine men, and without Berwick having to do anything in the game, we're pressing. It's wee things like that, you know, it's mentality, it's decision making, it's not ability. I think the lads in there have got so much ability and so much potential, but they have to do the other side, the fundamentals, as you call it. You know, I took Conrad off in the first half after 35 minutes. It wasn't to make an example of him or scapegoat. The reason why I spoke to Conrad about it on Monday was after he made the mistake, there was a right after it, 5 minutes after it, the ball bounced exactly the same. He ran out of defence 20, 30 yards into their half, and the guy tackled him, he slipped his backside, and he put one ball through and they're through us again. So that showed me that he hadn't learned from his mistake, and he's trying to redeem himself, which was really, could have been really detrimental to the team at that point. You know, I've been in a game before, I lost a semi-final because of it. The young centre-half's trying to win the game because the manager had popped him at half-time. He ended up costing us the game. We lost two goals for the middle. So they're learning, but they have to be, you know, they're learning. They're all a good young bunch of lads, and they've got tremendous potential in the game. But it's wee things and habits. They have to listen to what we're saying and take everything on board and be brave.
Is that, from your point of view as the manager and at least partly as a motivator, do you think that this sort of mentality thing you're talking about, is that something they can only gain through playing football?
Yeah, of course.
Or is there something, well, are there psychological tips, is there something that you and Simon can give as, you know, from your experience, or do they have to learn it themselves?
It's a bit of both, really. You know, obviously we're telling them things, getting back to even the start of the season, and I can see when they take things on board, I see when they do things quickly. You know, keep emphasising that, do things quickly in this league, because that's what will get you that wee bit, and we've seen that, you know, in certain games, we've seen wee flashes of it, and I see it every day in training, and that's what frustrates me. You know, I want to take the stuff I do in training into a game, you know, and I said to the lads, the easiest thing for me and Simon to do is get yous organised and smash balls into the corner and chase it and run throw-ins and percentage football. But I want them to learn here, I want to be better footballers and learn the trade as we have, and go on to better things. You know, hopefully with us we be successful, but good habits, you know, so we're learning stuff, and so the fans can come and watch decent football. You know, I don't think we need to change it, because the pitch will change. We need to really change and adapt our game, in which, you know, have been doing a wee bit away from home, playing three centre halves, because I know that coming to the south, the game was going to be ugly, if you like. They're giving second balls, but it also lets Aaron, who's been very good going forward, that be a bit more responsibility. He's got a protection behind him, and Stephen O'Donnell, who's got fantastic potential, but mentally, I need to work on things with him, because they've all came here, they've all been at different clubs, they're all 19, 20 year old, like Sod's still 19. Johnny Lindsay gets that. Aaron's 20, coming from Montrose, who's not used to pressure. They're not used to that. Conrad's 20. She's going. Chris Daly's 20. You know, they're all about that age.
Yeah.
That when we tell them things, they think. Although they say, "Yeah, the manager's asked me to do this and do that," but in their own minds, they've got an idea of what they think's right, what they believe in. It's trying to get that across to them. You know, Gary got Kevin McGrath getting in for a wee while now, just every so often comes in to do stuff with awareness with him. You know, it's quite it's different to what they've ever been used to, because it's trying to get their heads up and see things quicker about the park, awareness and shouting out stuff, and, you know, so instead of taking one command, which is the head down there, take a touch, it's 3-4 seconds, but they 3-4 seconds, the ball's under control, it's on the other side, we're away in attack.
Yeah.
So it's I know it takes time. If the strange thing for me is I know I can see it all the time with them, but then they get in games and then they don't, they take it in or they freeze. Our whole game is built in their league, or our country is built in fear, and I see a lot of fear in them, and I seen fear in them last Saturday, having to deal with pressure and people coming out and maybe giving stick in chat rooms and social networking stuff, and I try to kind of make sure they distance themselves from that.
Does that worry you?
It worries me mentally, when I was that age, we didn't have stuff like that a long time ago. And it can be detrimental to them. It can knock their confidence. Mm-hmm. But same with reading a paper, they see they get a score and all that. Guys playing even at big clubs.
People want to.
I got a six out of ten. And they can really take it to heart and say, "Well, how do you think you played?" So how do you think you played? That's what matters. It's what the manager thinks, and with them, obviously, you try to please the fans. But pleasing the fans and the manager and the rest of your teammates is being positive, not thinking what someone's going to say about you or do about you or give you a stick. Whether it be 300 people or 60,000 people, you have to deal with it. You have to switch yourself off mentally in a zone.
Were you surprised at the reaction at the end of the game against Scooter?
Yes and no, and obviously I know they're going to be angry, which, I was very, very angry, but, they've paid a lot of money to go up there. I think some of it was quite extreme with them, but they know they're young lads, they have to grow up quickly. I knew I'm going to get it, and it's part and parcel of my job. It's learning and stuff like that, and I know I've got to get a stick. But the fans are entitled to their...
Are they?
Eh?
Are fans entitled to do that?
Well, it doesn't help. I think that's the big key there. Again, having played in these games, you want your fans behind them, because as a club, we don't want this on us. We don't want to be beaten by underdogs and rammed in our throats every... So many years, because Cooter played in a game back then, and it's in their history books. As a club, we don't win that. Different clubs where stuff been rammed down. Aberdeen and Queen of South winning the semi final. The same situation always. It's not as extreme, but it can be. Celtic with Inverness, but I wasn't playing in that game. But I was still part of the club. Mm-hmm. And then every time Inverness played a game. It's reminded. It's all the time. It's in the back burner. And as a club, you don't want that. We have to obviously do it in the pitch, but obviously the players, I think, need some help sometimes. Need that wee bit of encouragement. And we got the goal up, and you're expecting us to go on and score 2, 3, 4, and one mistake, and we just up until half time we were. Very nervy, and just basic errors in the game.
Talking more about, first of all, let's just say you're expecting a win tomorrow.
Yes, I'd expect nothing less. Mm-hmm. I'd expect a win on Saturday as well, but again, I knew the conditions of the park, it's intimidating, blah blah blah, it's junior pitch, it's their cup final, all this stuff, but I still expected us to go and score a few goals and win the game, which we could have, even though we were nervy and stuff, we still could have gone and scored a number of goals. We didn't. Yeah. Didn't take our chances, and we've taken the brunt of that.
I've actually got a boring anecdote, but I was in the papers just 2 weeks before the game, because my rugby team, mm-hmm. who are probably the second worst rugby team in Scotland, we get beat by the worst rugby team in Scotland, who hadn't won a game for, I think, 4 years. Mm-hmm. And so it was in the Sun, it was 2 pages in the Sports of the Sun, because they'd won a game, finally, and had who they'd beaten.
Yeah.
And at the end of that game, I happened to be rubbish at rugby. We only had 15 players, I was out of position, a few of the boys were out of position. I played as well as I probably possibly could have played. Mm-hmm. Right? We still get beat. And at the end of the game, came off. I was nearly great. I was so worked up about it. But what actually let us down, I don't know if this is the right way to say it, it was our better players who didn't perform. Mm-hmm. In the sense, like the players that bail us out week after week, mm-hmm. you know, winning us tight games and things like that. Against this team, everyone was mm-hmm. expected to beat.
Yeah.
It was them that let us down.
Well, you know, you say better players, but for me, every player is important doing their job. Mm-hmm. You know, the corner defending there mm-hmm. sets a tone, and it's right through the team. You know, the fullback not getting the ball or there. You know, the good players, as you say, to me, they're all good players, but mm-hmm. they're doing their own jobs. And obviously, the ones that will take your eye in that game is the ones that look maybe to score a goal, like Duels or Tommy, mm-hmm. or you've got Kearney.
Yeah,
or Erskine.
He looked excellent.
Kearney was our best player because he's brave. You know, one thing you say about Paul, he'll never hide. He'll take the ball.
You know, frustratingly sometimes.
He's frustrating, but to be honest, his attitude is spot on. Yeah. You know, the way he trains and does that, and I think you've seen a big difference in him this year mm-hmm. because he's fitter. You know, last year I think he wasn't fit enough. Mm-hmm. He couldn't last the game. He didn't have that explosive wee bit of pace. He got away, but then they all got back at him. Now he's got that to keep going. You know, and he obviously got the goal. He had a great free kick, and he was the one that was being brave in the ball and doing things in the game. But again, it's everybody. You know, make sure you see they're the ones you look to try and unlock the defence. And sometimes you're playing these games. That's what it is, because they're obviously sitting in and just hitting balls up and trying to get second balls.
What do you do with a player who's a good player, who has, for whatever reason, is struggling for form, or mm-hmm. isn't the player he was last year, or the year before, or even the player he was at the start of the season? Is that, do you think that that's the time you rest someone? Obviously here, you've got, mm-hmm. you know, you're tight for numbers, so.
Yeah. Well, there's two ways of looking at it. I think sometimes you rest them, yeah, they take them out and let them see it, you know. Depends on how they are mentally, because there's a lot of mentally weak lads, as I said. But again, that's down to their age. Like Christie's come in and been fantastic. You know, he's scored 4 goals. He's come in, and then they start to think about it. You know, he plays 6-7 games, and he's starting to play like somebody else rather than what he was doing at the start. You know, he was getting the ball and turning and running at them or causing all kinds of problems now. And a couple of weeks ago he was getting the ball and coming back 10-15 yards, maybe doing what Dules was doing. Mm-hmm. And I don't want him to do that.
No,
I got him here because of what he could do, and I took him out for a couple of games, and well, he was on the bench, and let him see it again and put him back in. Mm-hmm. And I spoke to him Monday about what he was why I brought him here, and he played a game, a wee bounce game against St Johnstone, a very experienced team, and he was excellent. He got back to what he was doing. So, you know, they all pick up wee habits off each mm-hmm. other, you know, wee bad habits, good habits as well.
Sure.
But sure. You can see, you know, when you look, because he's come in here, I'll see what they do, because they're playing, they've been here a wee while.
Yeah, because like Dylan, top scorer the last 2 years or whatever.
Yeah, Dylan's game's not going that side, although mm-hmm. I'm trying to get him to do that, mm-hmm. Because I think sometimes we're a bit predictable. We don't ask good questions after their defence mm-hmm. and behind them. And we have done that this year. We've scored goals. We've stretched a game and made it easy to play, and keep going back to like the A-United game and that, yeah. Because that's when it opened up.
In terms of the league going forward, you made an interesting point about what happens to the pitch.
Mm-hmm.
Because every year we see it, it starts to get a wee bit worse. Around about this time. A few years ago I noticed that what Ian McCall was trying to do was he bought at the start of the season, he brought in Jim Hamilton,
mm-hmm.
he brought in Stevie Lovell, he started using Paul Payton a bit differently,
mm-hmm.
and it was obviously thinking it's going to look like a ploughed field,
mm-hmm.
let's
go right, one.
Let's have that. Let's have that in our bag at least.
Yeah.
It didn't work out for a variety of reasons, but it was, you know, it's not a bad idea. Now, something that everyone wants me to ask, I think I know the answer, but are signing something that you're looking at?
I think it's obviously you're always looking to strengthen the squad. The biggest thing is finances. Mm-hmm. I knew that coming in here.
Yeah.
We've managed to get a couple of lads in, for nothing really.
Mm-hmm.
But again, the board might say in January. I don't know. They might, you know, do it strengthen.
We'll get Fernando Torres on loan and see if he can get his confidence back.
I think every manager's the same. You know what I mean? It's the push. I think for myself, if we were up there, you know, it'd be a lot easier to go to the board and say. Give us this to strengthen, we can really have a big push. And there's, you know, these are next good few games here, it's maybe determine that. Obviously, Ross County's got a decent lead,
yeah.
Lead at the top, sorry. But, you know, I look at every team in the league and I don't see them better than us, and that's.
We, or whoever's in the SPL, are playing each other twice instead of. I don't know how many times we played football last year.
No, I think you're spot on. But the problem is the SPL's, you know what I mean, as people call it, the self-preservation league.
Mm-hmm.
And that's exactly what it is. For the good of our game and for the supporters, for everybody watching football, it's so important that they change it. And you've seen that so far in the League Cup, you know, like the Falkirk going and beating Rangers, Dundee United. You know, and even here United going, putting out teams as well. I think they put out two as well, didn't they?
Mm-hmm.
So there's not a big gulf there, and it's, you know, they'll argue that it's, you know, the financial side will lose out money, but I think you get more people come back to watch games because of the, you know, it's, you know, as you say, they're not playing each other four times. You play each other maybe once home, once away. It makes a hell of a difference. Yeah. Your fans will go and watch that. Until they do that, I think, you know, they can change the name of it and change this and that, but it's still the same.
So what would you like to say, 18, 20 team league?
I think they said 20 wouldn't work. I think 16 or 18,
mm-hmm.
I think, would be better. You know, I think for clubs like ourselves and other ones in our league, we have to have our carrot. You know, there's potentially two going down, as you said, mm-hmm. but there's only one.
Yeah,
going up. It's just.
It's been like that for years.
I know it's, but when people get, you'll get bored of watching the same stuff, and it's like, again played with theory, winning games, and
mm-hmm.
The standard of football goes down. You know, if there's a better structure there, you'll see better football. You'll see people maybe trying to coach and bring these players, young players, through,
mm-hmm.
because to me that's the hardest part. Is doing that, you know. The easiest part is getting them organised and hard to beat. You know, play percentage football, chase balls into the corner hard, and it's what the kids learning, what they taking from it for their careers if they go somewhere else. How to be organised and robots. You know, rather than think for yourself, go and show people how good they are, express themselves, and that's, you know. And obviously, it's a results business. It is.
Mm-hmm.
I want to. Win this league, I want to give up. And to be honest, up to a few weeks ago, I'm still confident we can do really well in the league. But I look at every team in the league and I don't think they're better than us. I don't think, Ross County came here, I thought the first half were slow against them. We didn't ask enough questions defensively in terms of getting in behind them, which I tried to do in the second half, get the turning, because they put 2 points of four. I said before the game, the first game goal was crucial against them, which a lot of the games in this league is, because they don't come out, they sit in there, they put balls in the corner, they chase, the Harry. You know, Ross County's got some decent players in the team that can score goals. This guy's got a fantastic goal. But are they better than us? They're organised. I don't think there's a big gulf there.
You've played with some of the most exciting footballers that I've played in Scotland. Who's the best player in the first division?
It's a very good question. a good question. I got me on that one. I think each team has got someone individual that can win them a game. I think Falkirk's got a big lad up front, he's scored a lot of goals from him. Algerian lad.
Almost like Baird.
Baird, he's probably one that stands out for Raith Rovers. Ross County, you'd maybe say Gardine. You know, he's a big player for him. Morton, you would say Peter MacDonald.
Of course.
Yeah, he's scored some goals. Really. You know, I think every team you could go through one, but you know, you say who's the best player at the moment, at the right age to go on another level. It's, you know, some of them are a wee bit older. So for me, the potential, the length of potential, you know, what ones can go on at that age now, because in our game, 26, 27, these guys come up to their peak, getting in towards their peak, but the lads at 19, 20, 21, which obviously we've got a lot of, that's the potential, you know, and I see a lot of them with potential in our team that can go not just to the SPL but go down in England. But it's keeping them going and mentally, keeping them mentally stronger, you know, and they're going to pick up bad habits. They've got bad habits coming here, but if we can get that into them, you know, suddenly the next year, 2 years, they're 21, 22 year old now, and they've played 100 games in their league. They've got the experience, they've got the ability. You know, sometimes it's not quite a quick fix, but as I say, we've seen wee flashes of it. You know, you look at Aaron, look at Stephen O'Donnell, Christie, you see wee flashes of it. You know, they've only played 8 games in our league, and that's what we've got to remember. You know, they've come from other places. Chris came from non-league, Stephen's, O'Donnell's came from Celtic under-19, he's been rejected. But I see potential in them, I see his attributes. Aaron Sinclair, I've signed for Montrose, he's been probably, along with Kearney, our best player since he's came here. He's not used to being full-time football. He's 20 year old, so you know he's got attributes to go at another level. It's keep progressing. And that's the way I see us moving forward. You know, I want it right now as well. Mm-hmm. Sometimes we've had wee tastes of it, and just wanting that every week. It's getting that winning mentality with him.
Cool. We'll close it there. Thanks very much for your time, Robin. Really do appreciate it.
Well, folks, I hope you enjoyed that. Keep your ears peeled for the Jags cast reporting from the Cooter replay at Far Hill tomorrow. Looking forward to that one. Arthasil rising again, and McNamara we trust.